Blog Talk Radio.
Consequences of our sins, we want to be delivered from that. In a few moments, I will find some place in the Bible. I think I'll read my favorite verse. It's in Proverbs 3 and 5. Children, I want, well, family, that's my new name to you all, but I will forget. I call you sheep most of the time. But, and that's why I do that, because my Father in heaven said to me, be my sheep. And he was very clear about what it is I am to do. So I am trying to do it to the best of my ability. Turn your Bibles to the Old Testament, chapter 3 of Proverbs, that's spelled P-R-O-V-E-R-B-S, and I happen to love that scripture, Proverbs 3 and 5. It says, and I'll probably read it until I get, want to move on to something else. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not unto your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him. The him is Jesus, and he shall direct your path. Be not wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord and depart from evil. I have read you Proverbs chapter 3, verses 5 through 7. I ask that our Father add understanding to everything that I have said, and will say, and give us understanding and open up our eyes so that we will know what we are reading. And remember that we must put our Father in heaven first. That's his first commandment. When the children came out of Israel, I'm reading in the book of Deuteronomy. That's what he told them. He gave them instructions. He said, you should have no other God before me. Now, what God do you have before our Heavenly Father? You should not have one, none. You should not have none. And I am thankful. I am so thankful that He has chosen me. Of all the people in the world, He could have chosen you or you or you or you. He could have told someone else. He could have said, Sandra, I'm going to leave you in your sin. But no, He didn't. He said, feed my sheep. And I had heard the story in the Bible where Peter let the cock crow three times. And I didn't want the cock to crow three times. But when He told me to feed his sheep on the second time, I said, well, okay, I'll do it. But I must tell you, sheep, I was so afraid to do it. For 27 years, I didn't do it. I did not, because I was so afraid of the people. And I knew that I couldn't read very fast. What I would do, decided to do what He told me to do to the best of my ability. Now, sheep, I want you all to turn your books to the Old Testament, Deuteronomy. That's spelled Deuteronomy. We're going to pick up on chapter 9. I was blessed last Friday to finish up reading chapter 6 and 7, as well as 8. I must have been in chapter 7, that's where, because I remember reading, picking up there. And so we are in chapter 9 of the book of Deuteronomy. But first, sheep, my family, those of you who listen to me always, I want us to say a little prayer to give our Father reverence. Father, thank you very much for opening up my eyes from my last night's sleep. And I had a very good sleep, too. I thank you for that, because I know how it is sometimes. When I get weary, I stay up all night. And you just gave me sleep. Thank you for giving me peace. And allowing me to be able to sleep. I thank you for that. Perhaps you will give others who are unable to sleep at night, give them peace as well as you have given it to me. I want to thank you, Father, for giving us sane, sound mind and giving us good health. You know, Satan tried to take my health away from me twice. And he's doing something else nasty. I want you to step in and take that burden off my shoulders. I was surprised. I tell you, he's attacking me in ways that I would not have imagined for my worst enemy. Thank you for giving us good weather, keeping natural disasters away from us like they are in the parts of the country where I used to live. Thank you for giving us good weather and keeping natural disasters away, as well as chemical disasters, and open up your children's minds. They should read the Bible. I ask them to read the Bible all the time, many times. There is so much in there that I was at one church for 21 years. And the things that I'm learning now, even though I had read the Bible, it was like blinders. This past October, you just opened up my eyes where I began to remember and see things differently. Thank you for keeping natural disasters away from us here in Detroit, Michigan, as well as chemical disasters. And thank you for pulling me out of the wilderness into your land and allowing me to become obedient to feed your sheep. I love doing this now. You know, sometimes your words are difficult for me to pronunciate, but I do it anyway. And whoever laughs at me because I have said something, I pronounced the word incorrectly, you take it up for me and let them read it for themselves so they can go through and pronounce it correctly. I thank you for giving us prosperity, Lord. And you know I need $30,000. Bless me, Father. I need it. And I'm going to ask you publicly for it. I should not, but those who hear me, and not many people listening to me, but those who are, they know that I have asked you for some money, and that is to pay all my bills and then get back into another situation that will cause me to have pay money to other folks. I say this quick prayer in Yeshua's name, better known as Jesus. Thank you, Father, for everything that you've done for me, for protecting me. I didn't know that someone else was trying to maybe hurt me or get me out of the way of their way. I just didn't know. But now I do. Now I'm going to stay as far away from them as I can. Now, you know that the day of Pentecost is coming up this Sunday, June the 9th. If you don't know it, you know it now. What you are to do is like you form an assembly and you gather together. It's formally called the Feast of Weeks, where you are celebrating the gathering of the first fruits of the smaller two annual harvest days. So that's what Pentecost is. And hopefully I will not forget any other holidays like I did the last time. But I had mentioned that a week before, just as I am mentioning the day of Pentecost this Sunday, June the 9th. You are to celebrate that. And I will probably, if I go, to a church that is open on Saturdays, as the Bible says. I do not go to those churches that are open on Sunday. I used to. Well, family, let me introduce myself. This is the Feed My Sheep Show. I am Sandra Harris, your host. I ask that you should remember the Sabbath day. And the Sabbath day, if you do not know, is a Saturday. You are to rest and keep it holy until, Sabbath starts. Well, it starts Friday evening and it ends Saturday evening. For those of you who do not know that, I learned that at a Seventh-day Adventist church. Yeah, I did learn something from there. I ask you, as always, when you're listening to my program, to have your three P's ready. You say to me, What are they? They are your pen, pencil, and paper, just in case you want to jot down a scripture that I have made reference to. And for those who are younger and technically savvy, you have your notebooks and your pens and all those computer gadgets to take your notes. I thank you anyway. I thank you for always for listening to my program while I am trying to be obedient unto the voice of the Lord, my God. He can be your God too. I will share him with you, but what I'm supposed to do is feed his sheep, and that I will not allow you to take that away from me. I will have to go into blows with you on that, and that I don't want to do. I will share my Father in heaven with you. Now, sheep, again, turn your Bibles to the book of Deuteronomy, spelled Deuteronomy. Let's learn something from chapter 9. Last week, I read to you chapter 8. I finished reading the chapter 7, and then I went in and read chapter 8 for you. So, nonetheless, I want you to read the whole thing, all of the chapters as I have read. And we just learned that the Ten Commandments is here in the book of Deuteronomy. He told the sheep what to do when they came out of the wilderness. And so I'm telling you, I'm reading it to you so that when our Father put us back in that land, those people who are over in Israel now, they're not supposed to be. We are. And he is our Father. And they have taken or tried to take our Father from us because they enslaved us, tried to make us remember, forget. But my Father spoke to me, and he only said three words. He said, "Feed my sheep." And he wouldn't leave me, that dream would not leave me alone until I started doing it. Once I came on the air, my Father visited me. Yes, he did. He and his Son. I was shocked. Let's go to chapter 9. We have read chapter 8. So we know that he has, when he brought us out of the land of Israel, he gave us guidance. He told us what to do. No other nation. We are the chosen one. We are chosen. Read your Bibles and try to do as much as the Lord has told us to do. Now, I am in chapter 9, and I will start reading to you all right now. And hopefully, my Father in heaven will allow me to read all of chapter 9. Let's go. Hear, O Israel, thou art to pass over Jordan this day to go in to possess nations greater and mightier than yourself, cities greater and fenced up to heaven, a people greater and taller than the children of Anak. Wait a minute, let me read that again. Anakims are giants. Let me read verse 2 again. A people greater and taller, the children of Anakims, whom thou knowest, and of whom thou hast said, has heard say, who can stand before the children of Elah? She can. What we have to do is just believe in our Heavenly Father, because He goes in front of us and fights for us. He just didn't do it as a punishment to our forefathers who disobeyed Him and was following other gods. Now that we know better, we are to follow our Father in heaven. Verse 3, understand therefore this day that the Lord your God is He which goeth over before you as a consuming fire. He shall destroy them, and He shall bring them down before your face. So shall you drive them out and destroy them quickly, as the Lord has said unto you. Speak not you in your own heart after that the Lord your God has cast them out from before you, saying, My righteousness, the Lord has brought me in to possess this land. But for the wickedness of those nations, the Lord has doeth drive them out from before me, before you. Not for your righteousness or for the unrighteous of your heart doest thou go in and possess the land, but for the wickedness of these nations, the Lord your God doest drive them from these nations. Let me repeat verse 5 again. Not for your righteousness or for the uprightness of your heart do it you go to possess their land, but for the wickedness of these nations, the Lord your God doest drive them out from before you, and that He may perform the words which the Lord swore unto your fathers, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. So when we go into our land, we got to understand that they are driven out because of their wickedness. We have been enslaved before for 430 years. Now this time, our 400 year of slavery or being ruled over by another nation in sometime in June or July. Read Genesis chapter 15. I want you all to read it all, because it tells you that He's going to bring us back into land. Well, He's going to give us that land, and it's the land from the Nile River until the Euphrates. I want you to read all of Genesis chapter 15, so that you'll know what I know. Verse 6, understand therefore that the Lord your God giveth you not this good land to possess. And let me read that over, because it sounds like I made an error somewhere. Understand therefore that the Lord your God giveth you not this good land to possess it for your righteousness, for you are the stiff-necked people. Remember and forget not how you provoked the Lord your God with wrath. And wrath means anger or furious anger in the wilderness from the day that you didst depart out of the land of Egypt from until you came into this place, you have been rebellious against the Lord. Also in Horeb, that's spelled H-O-R-E-B, you provoked the Lord to wrath. You did something, provoke means that you did something to disobey him, and you knew better, and you provoked him to wrath, and the wrath is anger, so that the Lord was angry with you to have destroyed you. When I came down unto the mount, let me read verse 9 again. When I was gone up into the mount to receive the tables of stone, even the tables of the covenant which the Lord made with you, then I abode in the mount 40 days and 40 nights. I neither did eat bread nor drink water. You just learned something, see? Remember, I read this Bible twice before reading it now. And when I read it, I didn't, those things just flew over my head. And it wasn't until 2018, sometime in October, my father made me to remember some of the things that I had read and have experienced in life. So I'm telling you as much as I will tell you. I won't tell you everything, but I will tell you, read to you what the my Father in heaven has written in this book. Verse 10, and the Lord delivered me two tables of stone written with the finger of God on, and on them was written according to all the words which the Lord spake with you in the mount out of the midst of the fire in the days of the assembly. An assembly is a gathering of people. You know, that, like you go to church, all those people come into church, they remember. That's how he spoke. Verse 11, and it came to pass at the end of 40 days and 40 nights that the Lord gave me the two tablets of stone, even the tables of the covenant. In a covenant, as an agreement or that he has made with you or with our forefathers. And the Lord said unto me, arise, get thee down quickly from hence, that means from this place, for your people which you have brought forth out of Egypt have corrupted themselves. They are quickly turned outside of the way which I have commanded them, which I ordered them. That commandment means to order them. Our father Moses has given us the laws of the land, and before they go over to cross over into the land that he promised. But when I say he promised, I'm talking about our father promised our forefather. And let me pick up where I left off. They have corrupted themselves. They have quickly turned outside of the way which I commanded them. And Moses told them which way to go. He told them everything. They have made them a molten image. Then more the Lord spake unto me, saying, I have seen this people, and behold, it is a stiff-necked people. Let me alone, that I may destroy them and blot out their name from under heaven, and I will make of you a nation mightier and greater than they. So I turned and came down from the mount, and the mount burned with fire, and the two tablets of the covenant were in my two hands. And I looked, and behold, you had sinned against your Lord, against your God, and had made you a molten calf. You had turned aside quickly out of the way of the Lord, had commanded you. He had ordered you. He turned quickly. Well, and some of you are still doing it now. You must follow Jesus. Our Father has not gotten rid of the old laws. I'm thinking that you are just doing, why are you following Constantine? He was a white pope. He was a man. He didn't know as much as our Father in heaven. Why are you following him? And I looked, and behold, you had sinned against the Lord your God, and had made you a molten calf. You had turned aside quickly out of the way of the Lord, which had commanded you. And I took the two tablets and cast them out of my two hands and broke them before your eyes. And I fell down before the Lord as at the first 40 days and 40 nights. I did neither eat bread nor drink water because of all your sins, which you sinned in the wrong and doing wickedly in the sight of the Lord to provoke him to anger. That is it. You did something or said something to make him angry. That's what provoke means. Verse number 19. For I was afraid of the anger and the hot displeasure wherewith the Lord was wroth. He was angry against you to destroy you. But the Lord hearkened. He listened unto me. Hearken means listen. He listened unto me at that time also. Verse 20. And the Lord was very angry with Aaron to have destroyed him. And I prayed for Aaron also the same time. And I took your sins, the calf which you had made, and burned it with fire and stopped it in the ground and grounded it very small, even until it was as small as dust. And I cast the dust thereof unto the brook that descended out of the mount. And at Kerubroth, that's spelled like table, T-A-B. T-A-B-E-R-A-H. I call that Kerubroth. And it's Manasseh, that's spelled M-A S-S-A-H. That means where he was testing you. And you were testing God. And at Kibbutz Havana, let me spell that to you, see? It's spelled K-I-B-R-O-T-A, Kibbutz Havana, H-A-T-T-A-A-V-A-H. You provoked the Lord to wrath. And wrap again his anger and sent you from Kadesh Barnea. That's K-A-D-E-S-H hyphen B-A-R-N-E-A, saying, go up to possess the land which I have given you. Then you rebelled against the commandments of the Lord your God, and you believed him not, nor hearkened, listened to his voice. You have been rebellious against the Lord your God from the day that I brought you. I just tried to turn my machine on again. Let me go back up to 23. Likewise, when the Lord sent you from Kadesh Barnea, that's K-A-D-E-S-H hyphen B-A-R-N-E-A, which goes saying, go up and possess the land which I have given to you. Then you rebelled against the commandments of the Lord your God and believed him not, nor hearkened, and hearken means listen to his voice. You have been rebellious against the Lord from the day that I knew you. Thus I fell down from verse 25 again. Thus I fell down before the Lord 40 days and 40 nights, as I fell down at the first, because the Lord had said he would destroy you. I prayed therefore unto the Lord and said, O Lord God, destroy not the people and your inheritance, which you have redeemed through your greatness, which you have brought forth out of Egypt with a mighty hand. Remember thy servant Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Took not upon the stubbornness, look not upon the stubbornness of this people, nor of this of their wickedness, nor to their sins, lest the land with you with me up from the land when you brought us out, saying, because the Lord was not able to bring them into the land which he promised them, and because he hated them, he has brought them out to slay them in the wilderness. Now, our father didn't want them to say that about him, because he did a lot of work. I forget the 10 plagues, and I told myself to look up those 10 plagues, but I forgot. That's what happens when you get older. Yet they are your people and your inheritance, which you brought out by their mighty power. Let me read verse 29 again. Yet they are your people. your inheritance, which you brought out by your mighty power and stretched out arm. And that reads the ending of chapter 9. Now, Sheep, I want you to read the next week for this coming Friday. I want you to read chapter 10. I want us to be on the same page as understanding. So I pray that our Father has opened up your ears and your mind and understanding as he does always. Let's have a quick prayer, Sheep. Our closing prayer to our Heavenly Father. Father, we thank you for all that you do for us, your protection while we are asleep as well as awake. Thank you for keeping Satan, the devil, away from us, as well as his followers. Keep them away. I am being attacked right now. Father, stop them as I am going to stop them, but you're mightier than I am. You can stop them, period, and bring them to justice. I have nothing that they should steal from me. Remember, Sheep, as in James chapter 4, verse 15 says, if it's the Lord's will, I will be back with you coming this Friday. In the meantime, I want to thank you all for listening, as well as those people who have joined to say that they are listening. I am surprised at that. I thank you. And I ask that you see, you go to Google Play, iTunes, and Apple Play and purchase this song, High and Lift It Up. I ask you to purchase that song. One of my nephews produced it. So he finished Columbia College in Chicago. Now he's producing. I am so thankful, Father. Then I thank you for having my second nephew. He's my niece's son. He's in that laughing. I hear that. And God, my Father in heaven, has something for you.
Father, help your children. Don't let them fall by the side of the road.
They are
teach them.
They are people who have
to love one another.
That's what I
mean. That heaven might find in their heart, Jesus is love. He won't let you down, and I know. We've got to walk on, walk on through temptation, for He is love, and His wisdom will be our helping hand. I know the truth, and His word will be our salvation.
See you next time, Chief. Or talk to you next time.